Sometimes the heart yearns for mangoes where there are apples, for orchids where there are tulips, for warm where it is cold, for mountainous silence where there is flat land. Far less than the home and the flow of kith and kin, unfamiliar and now familiar, things and places trigger the pain of sundered relations, of losses by delays and defaults. Fax machines, computer discs, and video cassettes, and visitors on supersonic jets fail to close the gap between rehearsed appearances and the unrehearsed life at home. There are colleagues and friends that make a strange land lovable, but they have their routines, their own lives to live beyond comprehension and pertinence of the stranger. Those who seek to rob the exile of home, kith and kin, of life, limb and liberty, are the loudest to mock at him is helplessly at sea, uprooted from his soul. Direct dialing, fax machines, computer discs, and video cassettes, and visitors on supersonic jets the gap between rehearsed appearances and the unrehearsed life at home. The well-purposed exile continues to fight for his motherland against those who banished him, exploiters of his people, and is certain that he is at home in his own country. He is at home in